Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, one of the things that we've done recently is we've started placing one-minute pieces of my two-day seminar and other seminars on the internet. We're putting them both in Instagram and YouTube. And YouTube's where I watch everything. I've learned just about everything I know from YouTube nowadays because you can look it up and look at it from both sides, good, bad, ugly. You'll see all different opinions. And so you can grab all these different opinions and tie them all together and come up with your own opinion of what really works and doesn't work in life. Or just get good suggestions and good ideas, whatever. But I wanted you to know that these are out there on YouTube. You want to go to YouTube and just look up Del Walmsley, and you'll find our channel. And there's long stuff and there's short stuff. I think the short stuff's much better. We haven't really been doing anything different with the long stuff. And most people don't have time to sit down for 30-minute hour conversation. So this stuff where it's 1 or 2 minutes long on these shorts is really great stuff because you can get in, get your teeth into a topic, and then if you're excited about that, move on, look at it further. I've been watching it and just to pay attention to what attracts people's interest the most. I found that to be very interesting because you can put one topic on there and, you know, nobody will hit it. They put another topic on there and boom, it'll blow up overnight. So I thought it was interesting. The ones that I found that were recently the most banged up was about what is the largest lie told to kids right now about money. And that one just blew up. I'm going to go into that one today and cover it. And the second one is how to not pay taxes. People seem to think you have to pay taxes. I'm telling you, you don't have to pay income taxes. You don't have to pay Social Security or Medicare taxes. You can get out of all those. So today, that's what we're going to cover, these two topics. I'd like to start with the 401k concept. What is the largest lie that has been perpetrated on kids? It's the same lie that's been perpetrated on all adults for the last 20 years, and that is you can put your money in a 401k and retire. It will increase in value enough to get you to retire. But there are many, many other lies that go with the 401k. That is predominantly a lie, as I'm seeing now. More and more and more people are coming to me in their 70s. Can you imagine that? In their 70s and joining up, saying, look, I got to do something. They told me to not take my retirement, not take Social Security at 60 or 62 or even 65. They said, you know, look, you need to work to 70 so you can pull out the maximum amount of Social Security. So here I am. I've worked to 70 and I pull out the maximum amount of Social Security. It's $2,500 to $3,500, somewhere in that level, depending on how much you paid in. And it's not enough. I can't live on that. And so you go to your 401k and, you know, you go in there and they've got this rule of 4%. You can pull out 4% a year and not go broke. So let's say you've got $1 million in the 401k. And the average, by the way, is about $250,000 by the time you get to retirement. That's the average. So 4% of $250,000 is what? Is that about $10,000 a year? I'm trying to think. I'll look at that very quickly and figure out what that is. On the trusty phone calculator, let's see, 251.23 times 0.04%. Yeah, that's $10,000 a year divided by 12. There you go. You got $800 a month. And we can pick up $800 a month in two rent houses, and it'd take you 2 months. And you've been saving your entire life. So think about this, kids, if you're out there listening to this. You've been lied to, and your father was lied to, and maybe even your grandparents were lied to, although my grandparents had something called pensions. And my uncle, who is 84 years old, has a pension. And my aunt, who is 80 years old, has a pension. These guys, they're not living on 401ks. They're living on pensions. Somebody paying the money every month. Now, you can create your own pension by setting up your own passive income streams. But let's look at some of the lies in the 401k. One of the lies is that you're going to be able to put this in there and it's going to grow faster because Number one, you're not paying taxes on it. Well, that's kind of a lie. When you put money in your 401k, you are paying taxes on it. You just don't realize it. They're taking out Social Security and Medicare. So you've earned money. You worked hard and earned money. They take out Social Security and Medicare, and then you put it someplace where you can't touch it. Boy, that's got to be a contra-negative, it's got to be a very negative feeling in your life that you just, you don't get to touch the money. It doesn't do anything for you. You put it on a piece of paper, and you watch a number grow on a piece of paper, and then there's a recession, and it goes backwards on a piece of paper, and up and down, and up and down, and up and down. But you're working, you're struggling, you're trying to save. Now, the second thing they're going to tell you is not only you're not paying taxes, or you are, and by the way, when you bring it out, you're going to pay taxes on it too. Second thing they're going to tell you is that the contribution by the employer is going to make it grow faster. Well, according to most articles, if you look at them, and you just go on the internet and go, you know, 401k failures, 401k pros and cons, whatever you want to put in there, and it's going to say, but what about that contribution? Doesn't it do something? It says, no, because of the high fees. The 401k has fees that is taking a portion of your earnings away from you, and almost everything it invests your money into, somebody is making bucks on. In fact, it got to be so bad that the government, I think it was Obama, I don't remember exactly, actually passed a law where they had to tell you what they're doing with it, how much fees they're charging you. And even so, people still don't even pay attention to it. They just put the money in there blindly. That's what they like about it. It's blind. I don't ever see it. I don't feel it's an okay way to save, right? But these fees are destroying the rate of return on these funds. Now, if your boss contributes, then maybe that helps offset some of these fees. But it doesn't really turn it into a profitable deal. You put the money in a 401k, you save your whatever it is, $50 a month, $100 a month, $400 a month, whatever it is, and it just sits there. It doesn't really do anything. Whereas if I take it, I invest in a rent house. Now, think about this carefully. If I told you I wanted you to buy a rent house, and the way I wanted you to buy it was to go ahead and pay payments on it for 30 years. That's like paying payments on your 401k for 30 years, right? And the goal is at the end of 30 years, I'll own a house. The goal is at the end of 30 years of paying into 401k, you'll own a 401k, right? But the difference is during the entire 30 years of owning this rent house, I'm making cash flow. So what if I told you don't rent it, just let it sit there? You go, Dell, that's ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then I would say to you, well, isn't that what you're doing with your 401k? You're putting money in there. You're letting it sit there and do nothing. It's paying you nothing. Your money is paying you nothing. When was the last time you got a check in the mail from your 401k? And not until you're 70 years old? That doesn't seem to work for me. I was retired at 34 years of age. 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate, I retired. So instead of putting money into a 401k, I put money into rental houses and I retired. Yet people with 401ks at 70 still can't retire. At 60, 65, they're saying you need to work another 5 years to get your Social Security up a little bit. I mean, you think about that. That's admitting failure, right? That's admitting failure. Now, when you go one step further, they start talking to you about, well, you're putting this money in during your highest earning years, and then you retire, you take it out during your lowest earning years. Well, think about that lie for just a second. When you're young, that is your lowest earning years and your lowest tax bracket and tax rates. When you're older, you're making much more money and you're taking out much more to live on. And if you are going to try to live after retirement at some level, anywhere near what you're living while you work, you're going to have to pull enough out of there to be able to live on. When you pull it out of there, you're going to have to pay taxes again. This time you're going to pay income taxes on it. Wow. It just really doesn't make any sense. And what's even worse than that is I prove this with people all the time. I take and do math at the seminar, and I can't do math over the radio very well, but I'll just share it with you. I can prove to you that if you take the money out and pay the taxes on it right up front, because you can use leverage to buy real estate and you can't leverage stuff inside of your 401k, then you can go out and make 10 times the results, because we can go borrow 90% of the money to do a deal. In apartments, we can borrow 80% of the money to do a deal. And so we're making money on somebody else's money. We've leveraged our rate of return massively. You know, we buy a single family house and we can buy it with $20,000 down and make $40,000 to $60,000 in instant capital gains. Let's just say $40,000, that's a 200% return. You cannot do that in your 401k. Why? Because you can't use leverage in your 401k. And by the way, there are self-directed 401ks and IRAs where you can self-direct and where you can do real estate deals. But if there are real estate deals that you're in that have leverage, you have to pay taxes on the percentage of the money that is leveraged. So if you have your IRA money sitting in one of these passive syndications and they pay you $1,000 this year, but it's 80% leverage, 80% of that $1,000, which would be $800, will be taxed. It's called UBIT tax. So nobody tells you any of that stuff. They just, you know, just convince you the 401k is the end-all be-all to being able to retire. And no one ever wakes up. I mean, kids don't know how to evaluate that. And they wake up 50, 60, 70 years old and it didn't work. It's kind of late, right? Whereas I woke up to that fact that it wouldn't work at a very early age. In my, you know, late 20s, early 30s, I figured it out. It just wasn't, the numbers didn't make sense. And the system didn't work. And so I went in and started buying real estate. And within 2.5 years, I retired at 30 years of age. Within a short period of time, I was a millionaire. And every year after that, I made more money. Now, think about this. I could still be working. I could be earning money if I wanted to. But I was earning more money every year by buying more real estate. I continue to do it even now. I buy real estate a little bit every year just to up my income a little bit and to continue to add depreciable asset that I can depreciate to cover my income from paying taxes on it. So it becomes a revolving door of buying, earning, and offsetting the taxes, and then buying more and earning and offsetting those taxes. And this can go on all the way till you die. And when you die, you just give your stuff to your kids, and they inherit it tax-free. You go, wait a minute. If my kids inherit my 401k, they have to pay taxes on it. Of course they do, because you've earned all this money. You have earned income that you haven't paid taxes on. Whereas with real estate investing, they haven't earned any income. You haven't earned any income. All the income you've earned has been covered by depreciation, so there's no taxes owed on it. And if you die, there is a law called a stepped-up basis where all that loss that you, all that gain that you haven't paid taxes on immediately just disappears. It's almost impossible to believe. You go, Dell, there's no way the government lets the rich people out of paying any taxes on their real estate gains. Yes, they do. And so when you're comparing things in life, you have to compare to what you can do. In the 401k, you can put money in and get nothing back. In the 401k, you can get taxed later on at a higher tax rate. And by the way, let's say in your whole life you save $100,000. I don't know how much you put in, $5,000 a month, whatever you put in. 20 years later, you get $500,000 or you get $100,000. You realize on that $100,000, right, that you now have to pay taxes to get it out. And you also have to realize is that same $100,000, if it were invested outside of that 401k, be worth $1 million or $2 million by now. So you're losing it on the front end. You're not making all the money, and you're losing it on the back end. You're paying taxes on it when you take it out. Now, again, I'm going to reiterate it one more time. The 401k was designed to fail. What do I mean by that? Well, the idea is you put money in during your higher taxing years and you pull it out during your lower taxing years, which means what? When you retire, you're broke. You have no income and you don't have to pay as much taxes. Boy, that sounds terrible to me. How about you? Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I've been focusing on a couple of different pieces of information that were on my YouTube. I've recently started filling up my YouTube with shorts. And I didn't know what a short was 6 months ago. I watched them all the time. You get stuck on those little buggers and you start watching them and the algorithms just keep feeding the stuff you want to see. It's amazing how it happens. Sometimes you get plugged in, can't get away. But recently we started chopping up my seminars and putting it into these little shorts because we're being told that, you know, the generational changes. People don't watch long things or listen to long things anymore. So long form radio like this is starting to age out. You know, there's only older people that listen to the AM radio anymore. And so I've got to move my information over onto, you know, the social media platform. In doing so, though, the younger generation consumes information in a much different manner than what we did as adults. I mean, they won't give you more than a minute or two attention, and then they're on to something else. And so these short reels, which is really what I think TikTok mastered and became so powerful for, is that these short reels where people can watch something very quickly, get all the information they want, and move on. They're just on and on and on and on. So we've got younger people trying to change me and move my stuff over onto social media. But what it is doing, I notice it, is it is starting to create social media buzz, and people are starting to click on and subscribe to and follow and whatever you call these things. And they're starting to pay attention because we're feeding the same information, but in very short bites that are very relevant, right to the point, and get you what you want. The information to the questions you ask, they come up. Now, the easiest way that I've seen to follow it is go to YouTube and then go to my channel, Del Walmsley, and it's all there. All the long ones are there, all the short ones are there, and I recommend you start with the short ones because you can dig around in there and pick out the stuff you want. It really doesn't use up much of your day. And if you will subscribe or whatever it's called, then they will send you the new one that drops every day. I think they're trying to drop one a day or every other day or something like that of these little reels. And the ones we're working on today in the first half of the show was The Largest Lie Told to Children. Man, this one blew up. Just overnight, this thing went bango, and thousands of people watched it. And then the one we're going to cover now is How to Not Pay Taxes. And this one also blew up in a very quick period of time. So those are there, but many others are there. And you want to go through and just thumb through them. So go to YouTube and then go to my page, Del Walmsley, and pick from all the YouTube videos there that you like. So let's talk about the second one now that really caught a lot of people's attention, and that is how to not pay taxes. First of all, you need to understand how much taxes you're really paying. It's hard for people to believe that, but you go to work and you are paying Social Security and Medicare taxes. And that is, if you work for an employer, 7.2 or 7.3%. And if you are your own employer, this is really scary. If you own your own business, you're paying both sides of that. Your employer is you, so you pay 7.3 as the employee, and you pay 7.3 as the employer. And you're paying 15% of every dollar you earn right away. Forget about income taxes. Then income taxes. You're paying anywhere from 15 to 42% in income taxes. And when you look at that, that's unbelievable. You're paying, you know, let's just say 7.5% for Social Security, and you're paying 30%. I'm taking the middle line of all of these. 30% for income taxes, 7% Social Security, that's 37%. That's 40% of everything you own is gone. Now, let's go to the top end. The top end, you're paying 15% for Social Security and Medicare, because I own my own companies, right? And then you're paying 42% in income taxes if you're in the highest tax bracket, which I'm in the highest tax bracket out there. Now, let's acerbate that and say you live in California or New York. Then you're paying another 12% of state income tax. So take 57 and add 12, and you're at 69%. Almost 70% of your income is given up. Now, if that doesn't make you move out of California or New York, I don't know what can do it to you. I mean, that's a pretty significant problem. Now, how do we solve the problem? Well, if we don't have earned income, we don't have Social Security and Medicare. So all real estate investing income we make, whether it is, you know, rental income, it's not earned income, it's rental income, or whether it's capital gains, not earned income, it's capital gains, because those, neither one are earned income, there's no Social Security and Medicare. Now, by the way, if you take your real estate income and put it inside of a 401k and it comes out, guess what it is? It's earned income, and you pay taxes on it. It's amazing to see people that uneducated about this stuff that they put tax-free income into a IRA or a 401k and end up paying taxes on it when they take the money back out. It's just dumb as a rock. So the bottom line is that as we look at this, we want to get out of paying all those taxes. And for the reason, and think about this, if I'm going to retire and I'm paying 40, 50, 60% in taxes, for me to retire, I only have to earn a small fraction of what I'm earning right now. And that's what I want to happen, right? I want to earn less and be able to retire sooner. Now, is that really what I want? No, what I really want is to earn the same thing and pay no tax on it and actually take more money home than what I took home. But I'll give you an example. When I first retired, I was working in a health club. I was making about 70 grand a year. And remember, this is 35, 40 years ago. I guess it'd be 35. And my take-home pay from 70 grand was only $3,500 a month. All I had to replace was $3,500 a month. What was interesting was when I finally retired, I was making $10,000 a month tax-free. So where I was only making, taking home $3,500, I was now taking home $10,000 a month, which doesn't seem like that much more, except that it is three times the amount of take-home pay I was making. Now, it was very easy for me to retire only needing to replace $3,500. If you've got to replace $10,000, and you got to look at what is my take-home pay, that's what I have to replace, not my gross pay. It's your take-home pay. And you really got to go look at your paycheck, especially if you're contributing to 401ks and IRAs, or you're doing anything else. You're paying for other benefits that are not necessary. When you look at all that stuff, you got to calculate what it really costs you to retire. And I'm telling you, it's less than it costs to go to work. The other thing that's interesting about retirement that many people have found, I've seen articles about it, I've heard people talk about it. You know, when you don't have to get up and go to work, you don't need expensive suits, you don't need ties, you don't need belts, you don't need shiny shoes. I wear blue jeans and shorts. I'm in shorts today because it's workout day. If I'm out working in the field or I'm working in my garage, I might wear long pants, blue jeans. Went out last night and went to a concert at the rodeo and wore blue jeans and a Tommy Bahama shirt. That's it. There's no getting dressed up if you don't have to go to work every day. And so all of that costs. Remember, you can't wear the same suit every day. You got to wear different shirts with it, different ties, maybe the same suit. I don't know. I've never worn a suit like that. I had a couple different suits when I did have to wear suits. But the bottom line is that all that cost goes away. The other one goes away is travel. You get up every day and do an hour of travel into work, an hour of travel back. That time in itself, it's unbelievably different, right? And the amount of money you can earn during that time is unbelievably different, because while you might be on the road an hour each way a day, that 2 hours is when maybe I'm looking at financial deals about the possibilities to make more money, sitting at home with a cup of coffee, relaxing, and doing something profitable for myself. Whereas you don't have the time for that. Or maybe it's something about like working out. So I always ask people in seminars, this has been a long lost question, is how many people in this room think they pay too much in taxes? And I swear to you, every person in the room raises their hand. Nobody thinks that we should be paying income taxes to support the government. And then I said, how many of you last year paid more than $400,000 in taxes? And they all put their hands down. And I said, well, you guys don't have a tax problem. You have an income problem. Because if you made $1 million a year, you'd be paying $400,000 in taxes. Now, I make that money. I pay those taxes. And then I get it back at the end of the year because I do my tax return. My depreciation covers my income. I'm a real estate professional. Boom. What happens? I get to write all that stuff off, and I get a check back from the government. In the last multiple years, the check back from the government's been anywhere from like $700,000 to $1.2 million every year. See, how do you get that back? Well, you have to make enough money to pay it in, first of all. But you get it back because of depreciation, because every year I buy some more real estate. I build up my depreciation base. I build up my asset base that I can depreciate. And every year, I just grow that base until I can have more and more and more deductions. However, the problem with that theory is that the more I build that base, the more income I get from that base. The more income I get, the more deductions I need to cover it, so I don't pay taxes. But I end up paying taxes because you have to pay taxes on a quarterly basis when you are self-employed. And you give an estimate of what you earned and what you should owe in taxes, and you pay that in. And then at the end of the year, you write it all off. with the depreciation. Now, I know people who just don't pay it in. I think that's a risky scenario. Myself, I don't do that. I'd rather pay it in and get it back, because then the government doesn't ever come at you and say, well, you didn't pay it. Or, for instance, maybe you don't pay it in and you have a bad year. At the end of the year, you don't have any cash. You have no way to pay it in. And kaboom, they take you away, right? You go to jail. Unlike a certain president's son we know who didn't go to jail for doing the exact same thing, you would and I would go to jail if we didn't pay our taxes. So pay your taxes, right? But then get it all back at the end of the year. And, you know, your CPA might even tell you, well, it's legal to not pay your taxes because we know what our year end's going to be, and that they can, you know, annualize that, adjust it, and make your quarterly payments such or whatever. Get it with your CPA. I'm not a CPA. I've just always been very, very conservative. And the other thing is kind of fun. I like that big check at the end of the year. That's kind of an interesting thing. It's always been like, okay, I had a great year. I've made money. I paid taxes. I still am profitable. What? I get all this back? This is just play money now. I can do whatever I want with it. It's just, it's extra. It's the excessive benefit of being a real estate investor. So why pay taxes if you don't have to? Well, the reason thing is you don't have to. You don't have to pay Social Security and Medicare because real estate investing is not earned income, and you don't have to pay income taxes because of depreciation. Now, what about capital gains? Well, you can not pay capital gains in one of two ways. One, when the property is worth $1 million and becomes worth $2 million, you can refinance out that second million that it's worth and take that out as a loan and tax-free income, tax-free money. It's not income, it's just debt. So I can get that money out, that million out, without paying taxes on it. Or if I were to sell the property, go buy another one and roll that income, that capital gains, roll the capital gains forward into the next deal and say, well, don't you eventually have to recapture that? And the answer is no, you do not. That is a lie. You can defer, and then die. And when you die, your family does not have to pay all those deferred taxes. Unlike a 401k where you defer taxes your whole life, your family gets your 401k, they have to pay the taxes on real estate. You pass that real estate on to their family, and it becomes known as a stepped-up basis. And because of the stepped-up basis, they accumulate, or they assume the property at the value it is right now. And all of that capital gains that never got paid, all those cash flows that you've been deducting for all these years, that all disappears. Your family has no responsibility for that whatsoever. So, my friends, there it is. Everything you want to know. Why your kids are being lied to, how they're being lied to, and how to fix that, and how to not pay taxes. And all of that took me an hour to get it out. And if you go to my YouTube channel, you can get it in 2 minutes each. So if you'd like to get in and get some material, fast, hard, good material, right to the point, we've chopped these things up to where you can get whatever point it is you're very interested in, get it, absorb it, take action on it. And by the way, don't miss the expo, because no matter how good the YouTube is, there's nothing like meeting people, rich people that don't pay taxes and don't work, meeting them in person and finding out that when they started, they were just like you. So if they can do it, you can do it too. All right. Remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle we're after. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.